Tijuana cops close upscale strip club after homicide of U.S. Army soldier. By Cartel Chronicles on May 15, 2023. Authorities in Tijuana shut down a famed strip club in connection with the ongoing investigation into the homicide of a U.S. Army soldier. Mexican authorities continue to keep most of the information on the case out of the public eye. This week, the Baja California Attorney General's office shut down Hong Kong nightclub and its adjacent Hotel Cascadas. In short a statement, authorities claim that the shutdown was tied to the lack of cooperation from the adult business. Hong Kong nightclub is an upscale strip club along Coahuila Street, considered to be a red-light district in Tijuana. Individuals from both sides of the border frequently visit the area. The case began on May 11, when authorities found the body of a 23-year-old man who died from an apparent drug overdose in one of the rooms in the hotel. Authorities have refused to identify the victim. San Diego Red claims the victim is a U.S. soldier named Lo Ain, a Jamaican-born U.S. citizen. While local news outlets claim that the victim did not show signs of foul play and appears to have died from an apparent fentanyl overdose, club owners refused to share the videos from inside the bar with authorities, thus interfering with the investigation. In response, authorities obtained a court order and temporarily shut down the establishment. The case is not the first where bar trips to Baja California have ended in disappearances or homicides. In April, authorities carried out multiple raids at a bar called Shots and another one called Copio in the city of Mexicali, concerning the disappearances of up to 7 bar patrons. The local newspaper Zeta revealed that they had arrested 2 individuals that may have been linked to the Sinaloa cartel in those cases. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City in the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by C.P. Mireles from Tamaulipas.